Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this day, for the light to enlighten us and motivate us this day and every day. But specifically for this day, Father God, with this wonderful parable, Father God, thank you for giving us understanding so our eyes of our understanding can be enlightened, Lord, that we can produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold, Lord. Thank you for ears that hear and eyes at sea, because we're born again and we are led by your Spirit, Father God. So your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. I'm letting Denita sleep in this morning. So it's just, we'll go through the word. And we're going to be busy with this word the next 3 days as well. So I'm not going to elaborate too much. But it's a parable of the seed and the sower, and Jesus is the sower, and he sows his seed. And it's so important that we understand his seed, what he is saying to us, so that we can, our lights can be on, and we can understand what he's saying to us, and we can then overcome the situations that's placed before us, because the seed has been taken hold of, the truth has been taken hold of, light has come. And we can shine when the persecution, when the testing comes, we can shine because we are not caught up in this world. We are caught up in the love of God. We are caught up in being raised and seated with Jesus in heavenly places as co-heirs. And so with that thinking, with that reality, we can then partake and enjoy God's blessings. And this is what the parable talks about, and that it speaks about hearts that are not right. When the seed falls along the path, when the seed just springs up quickly, and it's the soil is shallow, and then the testings, the sun comes up and it scorches the seed. And then other seeds that, again, the heart is so cared by the things of this world. But we need to be mindful, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, for your life is hid with Christ in God. So you've got the three heart conditions that you don't want. You want the fourth one that understands, that perseveres, that shines light into the night, that overcomes darkness with the light. And why? Because you know the kingdom realities are the realities that's going to last forever and ever. It's eternal qualities. And so having your spiritual ears and your eyes open now, you're staying in tune. And this is why you've got this parable in the Gospel of Matthew, Luke, and Mark. But in the Gospel of Mark, I'll send it to you now. It says, Jesus says something that he doesn't say in the that is not recorded in the other Gospels. And he records, he says, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any of the parables? So this is so important. So we need to see, when we understand this parable, we're able to understand all other parables. And what we need to understand is that Jesus is a sower, and he's ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under our feet. How? By giving us the light. Awake, O sleeper, and Christ will give you light. And then when he gives you light, you've got to embrace it, understand, take note of what he's saying. Why? Because later on in the day, it's going to be tested. The devil's going to come in to try steal that seed. So you need to have understanding to hold on to that seed. And the understanding also that you know that the things of this world is passing away. And so you need to be finished with the world. You died with Christ to this world, and you now live with Christ for his kingdom. That is a reality now, and it's growing in you, and it's growing, and it's coming to this earth as the waters cover the sea. So that's a big thing, guys. Take hold of that, that you walk with the Lord, spend time with him in the morning, and then walk conscious of him in the day. And so make it a daily thing. And even if you messed up a bit in the day, thank you, Lord. Sorry, Lord, but thank you for your death on the cross, dealt with all sin. And I thank you, you ruling and reigning, to help me overcome. So thank you for light. And that I stay in the light as you in the light. And so the next tomorrow's another day. So make it a daily thing so that you can stay and to conclusion of the understanding that is needed is so beautiful. We see it in 1 John 5, I think it's from 18 through to 21. You can read the whole section. I'll send it as well now this morning. It says the whole world is under the power of the evil one. But the Son of God has come to give us understanding, to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. This is the God quality of life. So get understanding. You know, spend time, take hold, know that that word's going to get tested. So hold fast to that beautiful light, love, goodness, mercy that is new every morning that has come to you. And then use it to shine into the situations, into the scenario, into the darkness, into the hearts that need to be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.